Welcome to the Courageous Nation podcast, where every week we have a meaningful conversation that inspires you to live courageously. I am your host, Lance Merrickey, and I'm here with your life coaches, Mandy and Rachel from Big Blue Couch Coaching. Hello.
Hi. Hey.
We've had some trouble. I'm going to give all of our listeners just a disclaimer. There's some coughing issues that Mandy and Rachel are dealing with. So in the middle of a sentence, there you go. So just bear with us. It's going to be fun. We're going to have a really fun show today. You just might hear a bunch of coughing and hacking and all that fun stuff that you really want to hear. You're going
to
hear it all.
Great way to start the show.
It is.
Sure, people are going to keep listening.
Exciting. Exciting.
So we'll apologize in advance.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm actually feeling a lot better than last week, but I start coughing or when I start talking and laughing a lot, then my cough starts.
Yeah, because this has been a holdover from last week. You were both sick to even do it last week.
Yeah, you wouldn't have wanted that.
No, which actually really made me sad.
This is bad. I couldn't even get like a sentence out without coughing last week. So.
This is true.
Yeah, because I don't like Wednesdays not coming in here.
I know, it
actually
kind of
felt like coming in
and
just hanging
out. What did you do with yourself last Wednesday?
Yeah, what did you do?
I went to Barnes & Noble, and I sat at Barnes & Noble, which I like to do by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it. It was fun.
What did you do there?
Do you people watch?
Oh, no,
creepy guy in the corner?
Yeah, I am, yes. No, I usually go through, like, find a magazine I want, and then I get some coffee. And then if something inspires me to write, then I write.
Hmm.
So I was thinking about new ideas for the show and some
Sounds
blog
like you
posts.
Have some.
I have one good one. You'll just have to wait
you
and see.
You kind of had some writer's block a couple
I did.
Weeks ago.
It was awful. That's a real thing where you actually are like, think of something and nothing.
All out of ideas.
Yeah. So this idea was really good. This is actually who came up with this, Mandy?
I did.
Oh, Rachel.
Rachel did.
This episode's called Three Things, and what we're going to do today is we are each going to share three things about ourselves that you probably didn't know, which is awesome because this is a great way for you guys to get to know us better without having to come to Bismarck or us go each to your house and be like, hey, what's up?
That would take a long
time.
That
would be weird.
So we're each going to share something that you don't know about us, and hopefully it'll be funny and a learning experience for all of us. So I'm going to go first. And
hopefully
then Rachel,
they'll keep listening
and
every
Mandy.
Week
yeah,
after
yeah,
this.
Yeah, don't shut off the show and call us weird. So my first one.
Or call us weird and just still tune in.
Yeah, that's even better, actually. Yeah. My first one that you probably don't know about me is that I have never been on a plane. And I'm 30, going to be 33.
That's amazing to me. Why?
I know. That's, you know, it's not because I have actively.
Are you afraid?
Well, yeah.
What are you afraid of? Let's dissect this.
No.
The flying part?
Yeah.
That's the part you're afraid
Hold
of?
On a okay. second.
Sorry, your
Whoa.
Life coaches are freaking
200
out
200 questions are popping in their heads. I haven't done it intentionally, actually. I mean, yeah, I am afraid of it. But when I moved, like the opportunities I've had in my life to fly were like when I moved to Nashville, when we've gone to Wisconsin.
All right.
You don't really need to fly there. Like, you can just drive, and right. it's easier. And Madison really, really wants to go to Orlando. And so that's going to happen. So I'm trying to prepare myself. But I'm afraid of the flying, and I'm afraid of the crashing. I know that statistically your driving is worse or whatever. But when I'm driving, I'm in control. That's the thing. When you're in a plane, someone else is in control.
So many thoughts in my head.
And
right
all
now.
The turbulence. And of course, when I was a little kid, I watched Hook, and there's this scene in Hook where they're flying and the turbulence is like shaking. Yeah, I know it's a movie, but it sticks in there. That's
you
called.
You haven't watched Hook?
What's that called?
Yeah, yeah.
Imprinting in your head where you're just like.
That's a thing from New Moon.
No, it's not. It's a real thing. I know what you're saying.
It made an impression.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. Is a memory? Is that what we're trying to say?
So yeah, I don't let. That's that. Yep. So, on to Rachel. No, unless you have some actual thoughts, Mandy.
I guess we're done. Rachel, what's
your... We're not talking about it anymore, just so you know. Okay, well, I'm a little confused here because Mandy's actually next in the notes, but are we going to me?
Yeah. Because I'm trying to do a good job of, like, picking who goes
Lance
first.
Lance is in charge, so you just... All you have to do is remember which one you already said.
Oh, okay. Okay, so this was actually kind of hard for me because Mandy and I did an episode last year or the year before that was like 17 things you don't know about us or 10 things you don't know about
Whoa.
Us. There was like a whole blog post thing that went out in like the blogosphere about 17 things.
It was a podcast episode
ago that this happened. Yeah. And so Mandy and I did podcasts and blogs, and I'm like, what things have I not told you yet? Because I feel like all my funniest things I've already told somebody somewhere in the blog world. So I'm like, oh, goodness sakes. So, okay, so the first thing that I thought of, though, is I'm sitting in my house and I realize that I have 6 different folded blankets sitting on the couch beside me. So something you probably don't know about me is I have, like, a serious blanket addiction. Like,
so
buy
I.
all the blankets. Buy yes. all the comfy things and create comfy spaces
yes.
everywhere you go. I wear them as, like, I mean...
She wears her blankets.
I wear them as capes when I'm cold. And I, yeah, I'm always snuggled up under a blanket because mm-hmm. I'm almost always cold, for one thing. So I always have a blanket. And then my kids turned out to be big snugglers. So not only do I have the excuse of I buy blankets for me, but now I have to buy blankets for all, for all the people. And with a family of 5, that gets to be a lot of blankets.
Yeah, does each person in your family have a specific
blanket?
Yeah,
we blanket? Don't share.
Okay.
Nobody yeah. shares.
We try to have that in our family, but I have this blanket that we call the blue blanket. We love blue.
The blue blanket.
We love blue. And it's the most amazing, comfortable blanket. And I have to share it with my daughter and my wife. And sometimes I don't even
you
get
to... You might need to get them their own blankets. This is how yeah. you don't
they
have to
do.
Share.
They do. They have their own blankets.
That's sad.
Yeah, I know.
I don't share. I take my blanket away.
Maybe you need to go buy one exactly like that. And
I know,
then
but actually...
Snuggle up in it so your smell is in it.
My mom was the one who picked it out.
Oh.
And so...
Lately? Like
no,
within
this was
the next...
Right before I moved to Tennessee in like 06 or 07.
So
she
it's
gave it to
not
me
available.
As like a going away present. President.
Going away present.
Going away present. And it's been in the family ever since. And it's so amazing.
See, now you have to be the kind of person like I am, and you just take your blanket back.
I know.
And
I've
you
been
throw
trying.
Throw their blankets at them. And so.
Because especially when winter in North Dakota is the greatest.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know.
To have a good. Trusty blanket.
With a cup of coffee. Like, that's my favorite.
It is wonderful.
If you ask my husband, I have probably redone the blanket in our master bedroom. Okay, we've been married 14 years. And I bet I have probably gone through at least 10 different comforters.
Wow.
Trying to find my ideal.
See, I don't like
something.
But I don't like
10?
Comforters.
You,
oh, probably.
You bought and returned 10?
Oh, no, they're not returned. Some
why
of them
would you
I've
do that?
Given
Hence
away.
The addiction.
Yeah, we don't. Some of them I've given away. I've never returned a blanket.
No,
ever.
You don't do that.
No. I have given them away, like, in secondhand stores or something if I know they don't work. Also, there's at least probably 4 I can think of in my house that are still being used. Either in the camper. Oh, when we got our camper, this is where some of my blanket addiction finally started to make sense. Because now some of the blankets I don't use
now
anymore.
Now it's a useful addiction.
It's a useful addiction because now they just stay in the camper. So
see, I was going to put this down for one of mine too because I have the same addiction. I have a different one I'll tell you later. But I have blankets that I get for my dog. They're really for me, but I pretend they're for her. And then I snuggle with her with them. And I just have blankets everywhere. I love blankets, but I don't buy comforters because they have to be just a blanket that's big enough for me. Like, I don't share my blankets either.
Oh, right. Man.
So I don't want a big, giant comforter. We have a king-size bed. Also, those don't fit in your washer and dryer.
Yeah, I've been known to take the king-size comforter off of my bed and wrap myself up in it in some nest somewhere.
That's cozy.
And I can fit mine in ours because we don't have the, like, that
do you have a king-size bed?
Thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That agitator
right.
thing in the middle.
So I could come and wash my king-size comforter at your house?
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to. I'm
reached,
so going to do
reached
that.
We've reached the scintillating point of this
I will
conversation.
Even pay you laundry fees.
And what's funny is looking over the things that Mandy put down, I've known Mandy for like 20 years, and I was shocked, and I wanted to know more about, especially the next two, but this first one. Share with us the
okay,
the
well,
first
this one, I didn't realize this about me until we did the book signing at Barnes & Noble. So the
you
one
you didn't realize
I
it?
Didn't realize this. I was like, oh, I do this, but I do. Okay, so the weird thing you need to know about me, just because, is that when I go to a bookstore and I look through books, the first page that I look at, like a lot of people look back and front and all that, and I do, I look at the cover, but I always go to the inside page where it tells you all the copyright information because I want to know who published it. I want to know when it was copyrighted. I want to know all the things about the publishing portion of books.
Do you have some of those things memorized? Like if I asked you, you know.
No.
Oh, okay.
When your favorite book was published.
Oh, that's weird. That's too far. But
no,
because so if I asked you about, you know, any of the Shadowhunters, you wouldn't be like, oh,
no, but I don't do it for I don't do it for fictional books. I only do it for the personal growth ones.
And I think we were at a bookstore when I asked you about it. Because I was like, what are you looking for? And she's like, well, I always look at the front page. And I'm like, I've never known anybody who does that.
But I don't do it for novels. I only do it for nonfiction books.
It's just...
Because I write nonfiction, like I write personal growth books, so I want to know what to expect. Like, what am I going to have to write on the inside?
But doesn't the publisher take care of that?
We are the publisher.
Right. Oh, okay.
So see, like we're our own publishing company. So somebody needs to know that in our company. Wow.
So if you see a woman reading the copyright stuff in a bookstore, you should approach her. Because it is probably Manny.
It probably is. I don't know anybody else who does that.
I don't.
So if you do, write us and tell us, because I'd love to meet you. Is this like a publisher thing? Is this a weird author thing? I doubt it. I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know if I've ever known anyone who that's okay. So number two on mine is I am deathly afraid of sharks.
This one makes me laugh.
The reason it's funny is because my wife loves sharks like a person who loves a cat
or a dog.
She has a Pinterest board.
I know. And one night she showed me to my horror
of all the things she pins.
I could not believe it. And she wants to go diving with the sharks one day. I told her that I will go with her.
Like in a cage thing where they can't eat you?
Yeah. Oh. No, they can eat you. I mean, they're going to eat us is how I feel.
They're not.
But
it's a very safe exploration.
I think
so,
they beat them before you go down
A couple different things that happened in my childhood. I watched Jaws at a very young age, and I shouldn't have done that. And my sister and I went out on the lake in Lake Chida one time. And her friend thought it'd be really funny to abandon me in the middle of the lake and then yell shark. And that
is not funny. I actually don't remember this happening.
That is not funny at all because
But also, sharks don't live in freshwater.
No, I know, but you don't think that.
He also thought they lived at the Y, so.
In a pool?
Uh-huh. Oh, I saw one at the bottom of the. So that has festered over the years. And I realized that it's pretty much like unfounded. But so I told Madison, I was like, one day I will do it. But then we ended up watching a video of some guy actually doing it, and
the
sharks.
Die?
No, but the shark's mouth came so close to the camera, it was just like, I don't know if I can do it. I don't know.
You know that was for visual effect, right?
Like, I don't care. It's a big teeth of mouth. It's a big mouth of
teeth.
It's
a big teeth of mouth.
Big mouth of teeth. And I just, and then we watched a video of sharks biting people. No. I don't want to do it. I don't, but I'm going
to. Well, you live in North Dakota, so it's not like you have to.
No, we don't have to.
You have to purposely go out of your way to find one. And you'd have to take a plane to get there.
Yeah,
I know. So many things.
That's right. It'll be like two fears with one stone.
Oh,
boom.
Good point,
Rachel. And then we're going to videotape it, and I'll scream like a little girl.
And we'll all laugh.
Okay, Rachel, you go. Number two.
Okay, so this one's not really funny necessarily, but it's probably something not very many people know about me, is that I play piano. And I've actually been playing piano since I was in second grade?
Yeah.
First grade or second grade?
It's been a while. We lived in Nebraska, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you were in first grade.
I don't remember. Yeah. I had to be old enough that my fingers could span an octave. That's how you know that your kid.
Oh, is that
for anybody
still
wondering?
The rule of
thumb? Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. If your kid is old enough that their fingers.
How many keys is that?
How many keys in an octave?
Yeah.
I want to say eight, but I think I'm wrong.
She plays piano.
Now you've turned this into a math problem.
Oh. What?
Sort of. Numbers.
Yeah. It's something. It's from C to C, however many. C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C. Yeah, eight.
Awesome.
Yeah,
she's
awesome.
Really counting on her fingers.
I only get clearly very well. And I had like a dream of going to Juilliard when I was a little girl and playing piano. I don't know if that would have worked out either in reality.
Yeah.
Either because, but I still play quite a bit. I spent a lot of time playing for churches and I used to have to play for weddings, and I would play for like holiday parties and stuff and all that kind of. Once the kids were born, I kind of took a little bit of time off doing that, but.
And Rachel is actually really talented at chording, and so it's been very fun over the years, because as a guitar player, when you play with a piano player who's used to playing it like the piano way, it's actually really hard, but it's been fun playing with Rachel over the years because it's really easy.
Yeah, apparently when I was like in Dickinson and stuff, I was a hot commodity to be in bands if I ever wanted to, because not every piano player can chord. So I can read notes and I can play by ear and I can chord. And so when they would, they'd just be fascinated by watching me like play these chords along with, and I don't even have to know the song. I would just sit down and play with them. And
that's pretty cool.
I could have been famous.
You could have.
So I don't think one band from Dickinson has made it big that I know of. So it's probably.
What about Gwen Sebastian? Is she from Dickinson?
No, she's technically from Hazen. Oh. But she already had a piano player.
Oh.
And I don't think she was holding trials.
So, probably not.
So on to Mandy. This one I'm super excited about because I don't know what the answer is.
What's the phrase?
Well, it's not going to sound right if I say it.
Okay, so I had to ask my husband for random things because I...
You did?
Yeah, because weird. The only thing I came up with was the book page thing. And so we were talking and he's like, you should tell him what happens when you drive a car other than your own. Okay, there's a couple things that happen, but the first thing that happens
uncanny
is,
impression of me.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't sound like him at all, does it? Not really.
Not really.
No. Actually, not even
close. Not even close. That's my man voice in my head. Every man sounds like that when I have to be them. Okay, so what happens is this. I get into the car, into the driver's seat, and it takes me, according to my father-in-law, a good 7 to 10 minutes before I am ready to go because I have to adjust the seat, I have to adjust the mirrors, and it takes me forever because it has to be just right. And apparently it took so long that my father-in-law, who's a very quiet gentleman, he's just very like soft-spoken, he doesn't tease people much ever. And apparently he was sitting with me in a car one time where I'm trying to figure out, actually this was even my own car, but Nate had been driving it. So it doesn't matter. Whatever vehicle, if somebody else has been driving, it's going to take me a long time to find my sweet spot where I can be perfectly comfortable and drive. Because I was readjusting everything and my father-in-law goes, are we about ready for takeoff?
7 to 10 minutes to adjust the seat and
the mirror? It's probably more like 3.
But still, how is it not just 30 seconds? Like, what do you do?
It depends on what shoes I'm wearing. It depends on so many things. But my car now doesn't do that because we have it already, like, I just push a button. And it remembers, right, it's the preset. So if Nate's been driving, I just push my button, the Mandy button.
Has that button ever failed you?
No.
Oh, right on.
It knows the sweet spot.
So it moves the mirror for you too?
Moves everything.
Wow. It moves your mirror? We had one time that it would move the chair, but I don't remember that.
It moves
that
all the mirrors for me. Everything is perfect.
Fancy.
So if the seat is off by like a millimeter, can you tell?
Yeah, it'll bug me.
It'll bug you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can't drive.
I'll feel like something's off. I can drive, but I won't be like on top of my game because I'll feel like, something's weird.
I don't think you could ever drive like those 80s station wagons where they have
the big seats. No, because first of all, they're probably stick shifts, and I can't drive that either. But
no.
Okay, but here's the thing. So earlier this summer, Nate had left his truck here when he was out of town for work. I drove him to work. So I had both vehicles. Well, it was going to hail. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to make him proud. I'm going to take the truck to the gym.
Nice.
I've never driven the truck. Not this one. And the first day I decide to do so is in a hailstorm.
I was like, okay, you take it
rain
out of the storm.
And
too.
Hail. Because I'm like, I'll keep the SUV nice so it doesn't get hail damage. I felt like I was in one of those movies where you're just driving for your life.
Like Twister?
Yeah. Like, get out of my way, people, because I don't know what's happening. And I even told my trainer, I'm like, I have to take a running leap to get into the driver's seat because it's so big. And that whole seat, like... It's a nightmare.
I understand that because my family is now is now like truck people.
Yeah.
Because we decided that we're just done paying for how much we were paying for the Cadillac that we owned and all the things that go into owning a Cadillac.
Right.
We were done with it. So we're like, listen, now's a good time to get rid of that vehicle, get rid of some debt, get rid of some payments. And so that means that I am like our new family vehicle is our truck. Yeah. And I have to take a running leap into that thing as well. So I understand.
It's like you're trying out for the Olympics or something. Well, when that big, it's like,
does yours have track? Running boards? Brandon thinks running boards are not a thing that we should ever have on
anything.
Well,
maybe they do. I don't know.
Brandon takes ours off. Because he does not like them.
I'm with Brandon on that one.
The thing is, though, he saw me getting in, and he's like, oh, clearly we're going to need running boards, because I get in by holding onto the steering
so
wheel.
So do I. Oh.
And apparently that is wrong.
Yeah, because you
can move
the... And
I can damage something. So yes. He's like,
I always hold that thing on the top. Some trucks have this, some don't. Where
I
like
don't
the
think
hanger
ours
thing.
Does. Yeah, the hanger thing.
I always
ours does
do that.
It in front.
I don't think ours does, though. So I literally have
understand.
To take a running leap.
I actually love driving my pickup. I call her
Do
Dolly.
You drive it anymore?
Not unless I have to.
Unless there's a hailstorm.
That was the one and only time. Yeah.
I couldn't get it back in the garage because I didn't trust that I wouldn't hit something. So I left it out in the parking lot, and I just told Nate, hey, listen, I drove it because it was going to hail, but it ain't going back in the garage till you get home because I will
Even
I'll
in
hit
the hail.
Something.
So your intentions were to make Nate proud, and then what happened?
I still made him proud because the SUV, which costs more, was in the garage,
that
no hail damage.
Good deal. Okay.
We don't care about the truck.
Oh, okay. Good.
That can get hail.
That's awesome.
That can get hail.
That's just amazing. So my last thing that you don't probably know about me is that I'm a big fan of the Green Bay Packers, the football team. A lot of my family lives in Seymour, Wisconsin, which is only about 15 minutes away from Green Bay, so I pretty much had to be, and it's awesome. But it's also weird living in North Dakota because it's predominantly Vikings fans here. And that's Green Bay's bitter rival.
Or Denver.
So, yeah, or Broncos. So, yeah. That's
good.
That's all we got
good
there.
Answer.
If I had other sports fans here, it'd be like, boom.
I know. I have nothing to say about this because all I know is Bison and Carson Wentz. That's all I know about football.
That's a lot to know.
That's
better
right
than
now.
Nothing. I mean, right. At least if you're in North Dakota, you should know that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bison, the North Dakota Bison, if you don't
they
know.
They are awesome.
They're our college football
If you
team
don't know who
Fargo.
They are, I think you've lived under a rock
yeah,
for the last
they've won five straight national championships,
six?
So you should at least know.
Five or six?
Five. So you should have, it's five.
Okay.
Wow. Manny's looking at me with a very quizzical look. I do know things.
Okay, I'll trust you.
So yeah, I'm a Packer fan. So if you see me and you're a Vikings fan, we don't have to high five.
All that means to me is if you're in the midst of him and his mom on a Sunday and football is on, you better be quiet.
Yeah, it is true.
Here's a bonus thing about Coach Joette you don't know about either is she is
a
crazy
football woman.
Football fan.
It's awesome.
As well.
It's really quite awesome. Sometimes she's even louder than me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that woman yell.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
At the screen.
Big time.
And yeah.
I've always told her it'd be great if she was on the sidelines and she could personally yell at some of the players.
Yeah.
It would be so funny.
I think she's actually a bigger fan than my husband. Like Brandon can take or leave football games sometimes depending on. But like my mom is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's
that's a bonus.
Wonderful.
You guys get to know something about
there you go.
Joette. So okay, so does that mean it's my turn? I forgot which order we're going in here.
Yeah, your last one.
Okay, so my last one, which I think if you've listened to us at all, you've probably heard this come up a couple of different times, but I have the weirdest food allergy. And I've been discovering this food allergy for probably a year.
Yeah, it seems like it changes
now,
every
I'm
other
so
week.
I'm so confused
see,
as to what it actually is.
Here's what happened is the stomach aches started about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
And they were happening so often, it was hard to tell what was actually causing them. So usually when you go to like a nutritionist or something like that, they have you start cutting out the like most obvious things that cause food allergies. So it's like dairy, gluten, that kind of stuff. So we started about a year and a half ago cutting out gluten. And what started happening about 3 months into that is I started having the stomach aches during when I would eat certain things that were gluten-free. And that wasn't making any sense to me. And
right.
So then we started researching, and my mom has, our mom, it's always weird to say my mom, I'm never sure, because two out of three of us have the same mom. But she's always had a problem with yeast and wheat and that kind of stuff. And my grandma's got celiac disease. And so that's where I started. But all of a sudden, things were happening that were like, okay, I'm still getting sick. What's going on? So for a while there, we thought it might be there's different strains of yeast. And if you've ever heard of the Candida diet, it's one of the worst diets ever to have to be on, which means
Candida?
Your body. Yeah, it means that there's too much yeast in your body, and every sugar that goes into your body, your stomach no longer can like figure out how to use it and turns it into yeast. So when you have that problem, you have to go on a Candida diet, which means no sugar anywhere, not natural sugars, not anything. And if you accidentally eat it, like you have to start all over again. Like it's terrible. I was on that diet for a week.
Oh.
I thought I was going to die. Thank God we found out that my strain of yeast allergy is not the same that causes the candida, like where you have to be on the candida diet. But that means I had the weirdest things I'm allergic to. So cheese, but not all cheese.
It's so confusing. Mushrooms. I don't know what to feed this
but
woman.
But not all mushrooms?
Nope, all mushrooms. Oh, okay. Mushrooms yeah. are a problem. So anything that is aged, anything that creates like an aging process. So alcohol sometimes, wine can be a problem, red wine especially.
Well, we know.
Yeah, that is a problem. And when you eat something bad, if you've got gluten or a yeast problem, everybody around you knows that you ate something terrible because you can't control the things that are coming out of your body. It's awful. So, yeah, but here's the funny thing. Like, yeast in, like, commercial breads, I'm fine with.
This is why I'm so confused.
So, like,
Homemade bread would be a problem.
But, Walmart bread would be fine.
Well, see, I think and what Brandon and I have kind of discovered is it's the amount of yeast inside of the product. So, like, there are certain things that I can have, but I can only have a little bit of it.
So has this worked?
Like, yeah. Oh, if I eat bread every single day, I would probably have a problem with it because it's kind of like a histamine allergy where the more you put it inside your body, then your body will start to react.
Oh, okay.
So that's been, it's been like a long year. And wow. I was really glad, now that it's not gluten, though, I can add a lot of things back
into
my diet.
See, my brain still thinks that you have a gluten allergy.
I know, and I keep telling
you this. Because I don't understand.
Well,
I still like eating gluten-free, though. I thought I had it, too, for a while, but I feel
better when I eat gluten-free.
I do, too. I can
Well, and
tell.
Most things, if it's got gluten, it usually has yeast in it, but the things that I can bring back are, like, noodles and some, like, anything made with flour is not a problem. So, like, cakes and what is... She is, like, losing it over here, and I'm not entirely sure why.
keep it together.
I just realized something is recorded at the beginning of this that is hilarious.
Okay. Oh.
So, anyway.
Sorry, I had a thought.
Things made with flour are not a problem. Things made with flour and yeast are a problem.
Yeah, I would say that is a weird food
It
allergy.
Is weird. Yeah. It's just really odd. Weird because, for one thing, the cheese thing is probably even harder to eat around than even the yeast thing. Because I didn't realize that the U.S. loves everything covered in cheese. Everything is covered in cheese. So there's like...
I love cheese.
I do too. I just brought some cheese bread.
So the so cool good. Thing is I can have things like mozzarella, which means pizza is technically back on the...
Oh.
Because mozzarella is not aged. So...
Nice.
I can have that. I can have cream cheese. I can't have sour cream though.
What about that mozzarella that I had at Terra Nomad last week?
You could have had that? But I had already cheated the day before, so I didn't.
Because
sometimes you just have to cheat. You can't help it.
Yeah.
So don't send a cheese
don't
tray.
Don't send a cheese basket to my house.
Cheese tray and red wine. don't send those.
But Mandy will take them. Yeah. I will take
or,
them.
Or, you know, Lance and Madison will take
yeah.
them. Right. So the last one, Mandy... Is also quite strange. So if you could share that
okay,
one.
Okay, well, just like every
weirder and weirder. Yeah.
Listen, every kid probably sleeps. Did you guys sleep with a blankie?
Well, yeah,
just answer the question. Don't take it any further.
My yes. blanket
did you sleep with a blankie?
Started young.
Okay,
yes.
Mine did too. I had this blankie that my great grandma Schmitz made me. It was my favorite. It had little. It had like it was white with these little bunnies on it. In fact, Rachel has a very similar
like.
Blanket.
Yeah,
it's
I remember.
Very
what
similar
it looks
fabric.
Like.
And when I was little, I had this water bed, and one night, I guess
you had a water bed when you were
yeah,
little?
Yeah, I don't know why. It was
speaking
my parents.
Of strange things,
yeah.
Hey,
when
the
I was
80s.
Little, yeah, I had a water bed, and apparently one night when I couldn't sleep, I think I used to chew the corner of this blanket, and I chewed a hole in it, and I pulled out all the stuffing and hid it behind my water bed because
in
I didn't
sleep.
No, I was awake.
Oh,
in the water?
No, behind the headboard.
Okay. We're having a hard
time.
We don't
know. Yeah, we got nothing.
Okay. I put the stuffing behind the headboard, like on the floor, because I thought I'd get in trouble. Well, then my mom thought we had mice till she realized I pulled out the stuffing. So this blanket, for the rest of its life, was like two sheets sewn together. It was the softest, cuddliest. I mean, I brought it to camp.
Right. I remember this. And I do have a very similar blanket.
Yeah.
It had it been made about that same
era. It was
in that
the
same
most
era.
Cozy thing. I would yep. always shove it under my head. It was like just the perfect thing. But the thing that I was going to share, and I don't even know why I'm saying this, I slept with that until after, not even... It was after I was engaged.
Did Nate see this?
I'm pretty sure he knew.
Did you only stop because you were engaged?
Yeah, I figured, you know what, I'm engaged. I should probably not sleep with the blankie
so
anymore.
What, you know what's kind of crazy?
So
is
I was like 20.
So I've seen the Jonathan Brandis binder. And
scrapbooks, not a binder. I mean, it is a binder.
It's a binder.
It's, binder
it's large and full of Jonathan Brandis. And yes, the things that you brought into the marriage are always just really astounding
to me. Blanket and Jonathan Brandis.
I didn't bring those into the marriage. It's not like I was still looking at my Jonathan Brandis scrapbook every night when we were married.
But before that?
No, by then it had been, when I started dating, I was done with the Jonathan Brandis scrapbook.
Okay, but you still have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It survived because it wasn't in their house.
Yeah, I still have it because it must have been packed away in something in a box my grandma had.
I'm actually really glad you still have it.
I use it as a visual in
it's an amazing visual. I just...
Also, it makes me go back to that 15-year-old me when I use it as a visual and I get all gooey inside.
Even though you have a blanket problem, when do you think you stopped, Rachel?
I haven't stopped.
No.
She hasn't stopped
a blankie. I mean, we're talking about like a little kid's blanket.
Well, yeah, see, okay. What other kind of blankie would it
Brandon
be?
When Brandon is not home, I often have a blankie in my bed. I just don't have the one I had from a kid. I will cuddle up with a blanket, like under my arms or under my head. I will still do that.
I don't understand why this is so weird, because it's not like it's...
Maybe it's not weird for people with blanket addictions, which clearly we
both have. I know, yeah. Like, I love blankets.
I mean, I have a certain... affection for a blanket, but it's an actual blanket. Like, it could cover me up.
Well, yeah, I don't have the one I had from when I was little. Probably if I had it, I'd probably still use it. I've been known to cuddle with a blanket at nighttime underneath my covers.
Yeah, if I still had mine, I could still wrap it around like a cape. I mean, it was a big blanket.
Were you like Linus then, even through high school? You just walk around with it at your house?
No, but I would always pack it so that when I went to bed, it was like part of my jammies. I mean, why are you asking me these questions?
Oh, because I'm just trying to picture
you. Because you put it down. It's not like you want to share.
I'm just trying to picture you going on a trip.
I'm regretting all my choices.
A trip with your youth group, and there you are just, hey, I got my Bible and my blankie.
it's all I need.
I'm not sure if I probably did, though, because I also would pack a pillow.
Right?
I would pack a pillow, and then I would shove the blanket in the pillow. I still do that. Only the blanket is bigger now because I do that when I sleep at your house.
When she goes to a hotel, I don't do this. But when she goes to a hotel, she has her own blanket.
Not every time.
Almost every time.
That's because it's already in my car and it's fuzzy. And
hotel blankets are creepy.
Not already there. Oh, my. Okay, so we want to...
join us on the Big Blue Couch. Yes. We'll have lots of cozy blankets.
Now you know what sort of gifts you can give us all, because we all do love blankets.
Blankets
and Green Bay Packer memorabilia.
But so we also want to encourage you, like, if you want to, this could be an easy getting to know you in any setting.
Lance is only saying that because I thought we had to have a point.
Yeah.
But it's also true.
Yeah, you can do this whenever just to get to know people. It's a really easy way to do it, and then you can find out strange things about each other, which is really cool.
Even people you already think you know.
Right,
we've
exactly.
We've known each other all, like Lance and I have known each other since birth, and Mandy and I have known each other since we were like 10, and there are still things you can learn about. So
definitely.
Just ask.
Just ask, exactly. Also, if you really enjoyed today's episode, which I hope you did, if you could just do us a favor before you go, rate this episode on iTunes. And that way more people can get this content. So, until next time, let's rise up and build a courageous nation together.